Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and normally you know what that means, but you do not know today. Well, I guess you do. No NXT tonight. Very disappointing. I was very much looking forward to Javon Evans doing another job. But it's actually tomorrow. Tomorrow is WWE and AEW going head-to-head. And like back in the day, this was like a really big deal, but seems like this time nobody really is all that into it. And we'll talk about the lineups for both shows, get some predictions. Who do you think is going to win the head-to-head battle? Does it matter? The answer is actually no, it does not matter. But we will talk about that here today. We also have a New Japan show coming up on Friday. Fighting Spirit Unleashed. A New Japan World pay-per-view with Gabe Kidd defending the strong openweight title and a AEW international title defense by Takeshita. We'll tell you about that. We got SmackDown on Friday as well. Got a lot of lineups to get into here today. Also, more on the WWE ID program. We're going to ID an ID coming up here pretty soon. And apparently this person is working with Reality of Wrestling, which is Booker T's group. We've also got an update on the New Day. I think y'all know where that's going. We got some notes on the Rampage, Collision, and SmackDown ratings. The AEW show, the Rampage show. Brand new all-time record low for any show on any night at any time, including preemptions. Rampage just died on Friday with no real competition, actually. And, of course, we got the Raw report as well. A lot to get into here today, so stick around. Kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. No NXT tonight. The big head-to-head is on Wednesday. And so far, we have a lot of stuff announced for both shows. Maybe something more will be announced today or tomorrow. But actually, we got more announced for Dynamite than NXT for once, so that's good. We have got Trick Williams and Bubba Ray versus Ethan and Ridge Holland. Jada Parker versus Lola Vice with Don Marie as special referee. Javon Evans versus Wes Lee. We got Roxanne, Cora, Fallon, JC, and Jasmine against Jordan, Grace, and Kalani Jordan. Zaria, Julia, and Stephanie Vacare. And we have RVD and Francine in attendance. Ava will make a special announcement. And I think my guess is the special announcement is the Iron Survivor Challenge, which they do at about this time every year. And there is going to be, apparently, an NXT presence on Survivor Series. And everybody's been talking about, well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? I guess it's possible Roxanne, Cora, Fallon, JC, and Jasmine versus Jordan, Kalani, Zaria, Julie, and Stephanie could erupt into such violence that it must be a War Games match. Guess we'll find out. So that is the lineup for NXT, and then Dynamite. Adam Cole and Malachi Black. Jericho, Big Bill, Brian Keith versus Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, and Ishii in a fight without honor. Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy versus Claudio and Pac. The Patriarchy confronts Hook. Penelope Ford versus Jamie Hayter. Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher versus Ricochet. And a mystery partner. Will it be Mark Davis? Will it be somebody else? I guess we'll find out. And the Hurt Syndicate will appear. So they're both going head-to-head. And no main roster stars on the NXT show. Just like Bubba Ray Dudley and the ECW blokes. And Bloquettes. And Dynamite is in its normal time slot. So if I had to make a prediction, if you were going to put a gun to my head, please don't, I would predict that Dynamite wins the night. That's my prediction. What do you think, Mike?
Are we going to find out about these results on Thursday morning, or are we going to have to wait a couple of days?
Thursday morning.
Yes. Is Brandon Thurston going to be able to get this news out there?
Oh, are you talking about who wins? I think you're talking about the election. No, we're not
going to be so close between NXT and AEW.
We won't know this. We won't know this until Thursday afternoon.
I said yesterday, you know, the fact that the election may not be decided by that point, but the fact that there are going to be ECW surprises thrown on the show, it's possible that NXT can beat AEW. I said that yesterday. I'll just go ahead and go with that. At the very least, it's going to be interesting to see when it comes to every 15 minutes how things go, because is there going to be a big surprise from the past, and is that going to spike something for NXT in the 2300 arena?
Now, I will say that if you look at this Rampage number, not sure would give you a lot of confidence that they're going to win on Wednesday night. Rampage was the all-time lowest rated and viewed episode of AEW programming of all time on any channel in any time slot. That includes preemptions, that includes airing on different days, that includes airing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast. Rampage did 172,000 viewers and a 0.05. That is the lowest of all time. The viewership was down 29% from a week ago. The demo was down 44% from a week ago. And keep in mind, a week ago, they were going head-to-head with the World Series, and the World Series was over this Friday. There was no World Series competition. So actually, they had less competition than they did the week prior, and they plummeted. Now, Brandon Thurston has the quarter hours, and this is what happened. The show opened at 200,000 viewers and a 0.06, which granted is not a good open at all. But that first quarter where, you know, they had that weird tag match and like Meat was in there and Mortos and JD Drake and all these other guys, they immediately lost 40,000 viewers. They fell to 160,000, and they stayed there for the rest of the show. So in the past, you know, we've talked about what's the absolute bottom of the barrel. The bottom number of people that will watch any AEW show, no matter what it is or when, and the new answer is 160,000. That is the number of sickos, 160,000. Those were the ones that stayed to watch the end of that ramp, the last 45 minutes of that Rampage show. It was like a straight line, 160,000. They just stayed for the rest of the show. But 40,000 people turned off after the opening segment, and it never recovered. So I guess that's a newsworthy thing. That's the number of sickos that we have. The absolute hardest of the hardcore, 160,000 for AEW.
Which is about right, because what do they average for a pay-per-view every month? About what, 130,000? What are you talking
130,
about?
130, 140.
There you go.
But I'm sure some people go over to other people's houses.
Yeah, so, hey, down 75% from the time the show first went on the air. Ooh, pardon me, it's going out.
You alive over there?
Yeah, I've still got this cough going on, but it's going out sad, unfortunately. Like, this cough has got me going out here on this segment, sadly enough.
Well, the Collision show did a little bit better, 349,000 and a 0.09, which is roughly what it did the week prior, so that is good. And then SmackDown, it did 1.4 million and a 0.42. So the demo is the lowest since they've gone back to USA, but the viewership was up from the week prior. This was a taped show. And it's a fine number. It's what it was. So those are the big numbers over the last couple of days. We've got a New Japan show coming up on Friday. If you're a fan of New Japan, we got Fighting Spirit Unleashed, which is going to stream on New Japan World on Friday. And the lineup has Gabe Kidd versus Kosei Fujita for the strong openweight title. Takeshita will be defending his AEW International title against TJP. We might have a new champion coming up on Friday. Takeshita versus TJP. Probably be an awesome match. But
can't wait for that rant coming from you.
Gonna have a new champion.
How do you have him lose on somebody else's show?
He's not gonna. That's the point. You know what's funny, Mike?
What's funny, Brian?
What's funny? I talked to...
It's a lot that's funny.
A lot of people in AEW after the show yesterday. You know what's funny?
What's that?
Is among the sickos, nobody thought this was a big deal whatsoever. But every single solitary person, with zero exceptions, that I talked to in AEW was like, what are they doing? Like, this show needs a kick. This show needs something. And did you hear Observer Radio last night where Dave talked about, man, Kenny showed up in New Japan. Feels like the place is back. It's old New Japan again. They're on fire. It's
Yeah,
you know, everybody that works in AEW wish you could say that about their company, but he debuted somewhere else.
He still has the chance to do that, but they're in such a position with their partner, they needed him to go over to do that.
They didn't need him to go over there. Stop.
New Japan did. Yes, they did.
Dude, the Tokyo Dome isn't until January. January 5th. There's two full months to start building up that show.
Acting as if those people are not going to go crazy.
Please, Mike, don't. I don't want to have to have 15 people talking to me again today. I don't need it.
Oh, God.
Jiminy Christmas.
God, I wish Javon was wrestling.
Back
tonight.
In a moment with more on this New Japan show, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, thank God for Lenny.
The best
thank
thing God. I ever did was block Lenny.
Oh, thank you, Lenny. Thank you.
I always know that I'm right if Lenny disagrees with me. Mm-mm. And then someone here goes, you've blocked your AEW barometer. It doesn't matter. I know exactly what he's going to say. I know exactly what he's always going to say. So I don't need to read it. I know exactly what he's going to say. Everything is fine. Everything is great.
It is. And you don't care. It's not your company.
Well, it's not my company. But I do care because I would like for it to improve.
I got a question for you. What is preventing Kenny Omega from coming back now on AEW TV to show up at any point here?
I'm sure he will, but it's already happened. You think
he's already showed up on AEW TV?
Nobody knows that Kenny showed up in New Japan.
So what? So now they want to see him on AEW TV. I'm sure AEW fans want that.
Oh, now everyone's heard about it. Yes, sir. You argued nobody even knew about it.
They really don't.
As you host a radio show where your job is to tell people what happened somewhere else.
As you're acting as this is such a big deal. Okay, fine. Everybody knows about it. Well, in that case, I would figure AEW fans are now really excited to get Kenny Omega back on TV. So now, what is preventing them from bringing him back on TV?
He will come back on television, dude. But he already came back somewhere else. His big return happened somewhere else.
They need to have it happen.
Yeah, you know what? One of these days, Javon's going to win. And it's like, well, that's cool. He won, finally. All right.
Tony Khan. Tony, if you're listening right now, if you're watching old big TK Stack money, listen. Tell Kenny Omega to retire. Void his contract. It's all over.
Can you please stop so people will leave me alone?
Now that he came back in New Japan.
Can I give your phone number here on the air so people can text you instead? How about your email address? Can I throw that out there?
Mm-mm-mm.
What's your email?
It's at juno.com.
Oh, would you stop? All right, we've also got Zack Sabre Jr. and Bad Dude Tito versus Ishii and Shota Umino.
That's business picking up. I like that.
Kenta versus Ryohei Oiwa. Shingo and Yota Tsuji versus Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. We have got Anna Jay and Trish Adora and Hazuki and Koguma. That's actually a four-way for the number one contendership for the strong openweight title. Fred Rosser and Filthy Tom against Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs. Best of three falls. Interesting. Mustafa Ali versus Leo Rush. Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste versus James Drake and Zach Gibson. David Finley and Kevin Knight. And Matt Vandegrift versus Seabass Finn.
Who?
You heard me. I thought you were the Japanese expert. Seabass Finn.
I wonder if he's going to kick his ass.
That was Mike.
Seabass, kick his...
I understand the joke. But poor Dom has to go back now and bleep that thing out. Anything else? Friday, we got the Motor City Machine Guns on the Grayson Waller effect, and the Usos invite Sami Zayn to hash things out between them and Roman Reigns. That's Friday on SmackDown.
Hash things out.
No, hash things out.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
Ash.
All right, let's see here. WWE is going to announce one member of its new independent developmental program this weekend. News revealed at Reality of Wrestling Super Sunday event November 10th at Walker Texas Lawyer Arena in Texas City, Texas. The Texas Lawyer Arena in Texas City, Texas. In case you're not sure where the show is, it's in Texas. WWE ID account.
Whoever named that absolutely believes that they are still a sovereign country.
WWE ID account noted, someone has been ID'd. Be there this Sunday to find out who. And I don't know who it is.
I hope it's Booker himself.
I have only heard one name, but I was sworn to secrecy, and it's not really like it matters. But it's basically like someone that 99% of you would never have heard of. If you happen to like know the person, you'd know, but it's not like it's a big indie name that is way out there, and they're just, you know, quietly signing people to these ID deals, and we'll get one of them coming up on Sunday at Super Sunday. at Walker Texas Lawyer Arena in Texas City, in Texas. I wonder if Booger's going to get mad about that.
Yeah, what was his big beef about?
He was really angry when they brought in someone from NXT, and I said this is going to happen more often, and he said absolutely it's not going to happen more often. What a horrible journalist, blah, blah, blah. And then it proceeded to happen more often.
How about that?
That's what happened. WWE is planning to celebrate 10 years of the New Day. They will be celebrating New Day's 10th anniversary with a special episode of Raw.
Oh, wow.
10 years is a New Day. It's time to celebrate. Who said this? Oh, Adam Pearce. 10 years is New Day. It's time to celebrate. You guys are one of the most decorated tag teams in WWE history. Because of that, if it's cool with you guys, I actually wanted to dedicate a special episode of Raw to celebrate you. I love Adam Pearce's character. He just can't ever catch a break.
No, can't read the
his
room
character,
either.
His character saw the last several months of New Day storytelling, and he thought, I got a great idea. Let's dedicate a whole episode of Raw to the New Day. Kingston agreed. It was a good idea. Thought this celebration would help fix the, quote, rough patch that he and Xavier are going through, I'll say. Pierce said he would start making arrangements for the episode. Man, that is exciting. That is exciting. Wow. Split within New Day has been brewing. Woods growing, especially after last night's show. Crying out loud, this idiot Woods. He screwed it all up like an idiot. After complaining about Kofi screwing it all up. Then Adam Pierce goes, I got a great idea. Let's celebrate him.
Maybe he's actually evil. Maybe we're going to find that out. Like, he's still so upset over the fact that the whole Colt Cabana NWA title Best of Seven series got messed up back in the day that now he's in a position of power. Every once in a while, this job is going to get to him, and he's going to take it out on somebody in the same way that the Wyatt family is taking everything out on The Miz.
You know, this is one of those things that to me is, like, so easy. It's so easy. So we have this special show together. And obviously, things go awry.
Big E jumps out of a cake.
No, don't be a fool. Things go awry, and Woods puts Kofi through the barbershop window or whatever, and they split. And Kofi is the babyface. Woods is the heel. And depending on how much life we have left in this, and I don't know how much that will be, you know, maybe they'll have very successful singles careers. I mean, you know, Jey Uso's a huge single star now, broke away from the Usos. And but maybe they won't, because they are sort of they're like brothers. They've been together absolutely forever. People see them that way, and brother feuds never work. People just don't care. They don't want to see it. So if there's legs to it, then you go 18 months. If there's no legs to it, you basically go through WrestleMania. And essentially, they do their feud and everything like that. And then we do, in fact, get the return of Big E to reunite the New Day, at which point they win the tag team titles for a final time. Writes itself. Writes itself.
I agree with that when it comes to Mania. If there is going to take a miracle, nothing against Kofi, nothing against Xavier, but in this environment, I would be fascinated to see them string this thing along for 18 months, bringing them in and out of different feuds and still making people care about them to that point where it's 2026 and we're talking about them getting back together again for one last run with the tag titles. So I don't know. I think short-term WrestleMania through then is probably going to be just fine.
Oh, man, Brandon here. This was it. This was 25 minutes ago, so Brandon, you called it first. Even if they do split, if Big E were to come back to reunite them, it would make for a good story for them to win the tag belts again down the road. That's right!
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, Brandon, yes.
Shout out to Portsmouth.
Yeah, Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have in the text message been here. Unless it has to do with Kenny Omega, then I'm not going to read it.
Oh, well, you, come on.
Let's see, I'm not reading that one either. With
trying to find one that agrees with you, or that you agree with?
I'm not reading this because I don't need another fight. With Rhea injured and out, who is the top woman babyface on Raw? Io? She's in a tag team. Well, what do you want to do about it? She got hurt. But yes, it would be Io because she's now the number one contender to the title.
When Asuka comes back, it'll be Asuka. It doesn't matter if they're in a team or not. I mean, that's it. By the way, I've forgotten about her. At some point, when is Charlotte Flair coming back? I mean, the knee, it's been
She's been training at the Performance Center. So,
you know, it's really interesting to see how she fits back in the mix with this new wave of women's wrestlers and women that are coming up. It's going to be interesting to see how the fans take to her, exactly what her status is going to be. Yeah, sure, there's still Becky is around and some people from before, but it's almost like it's a whole new slew of women in there that she's going to have to be bumping up against, and she's not going to be the biggest star. Far from it.
Person here says, does anyone actually care about this storyline? It doesn't seem to be landing with the crowd. They left the New Day with nothing for too long. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's exactly what I talked about a second ago. They're like a brother tag team. They have been together for a decade, okay? And when a team is together for a decade, and they've been baby faces the entire time, they've been fan favorites the entire time, they've stuck with each other the entire time, fans don't want to see them break up. It's not like, you know, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, nobody cares about that one either, but they're not going to care if they break up. I mean, it makes no difference whether they're together or apart. I think people want the New Day together, but they've been together for 10 years. It's run its course. You got to do something. But I don't know. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. for you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, I got to say this. Sometimes you see a storyline and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and so it's like stupid. And you wish they'd fix it. But then sometimes you see a storyline and it makes no sense and it's kind of stupid, but it's actually better because of that. And the example would be on Raw, where Miz has been kidnapped and no one cares. No one cares. He's literally, in storyline, been held hostage for a full week. He was kidnapped, apparently, after the show went off the air last week. We had the amazing Karrion Kross video, and he was actually drawing. I watched it about 16 times after the show. He's just drawing in his pad, and Scarlett shows up and says, "Man, Mike's gone. He's kidnapped." Karrion's like, "How long's he been gone?" "About 20 minutes." "He's dead. He's dead for sure." Didn't care. Sure, and... you know, Scarlett finally convinces him, "We really should at least look." He's like, "Oh, God. Really want me to get my jacket on?" And that's it. Apparently they looked for about 5 minutes and then quit. Didn't care. And nobody in WWE cares at all. He's been kidnapped by the Wyatts. He's been held hostage. And nobody cares. And it's funny because they did the exact same angle on NXT where Wendy Chu attacked... who did she put in the box?
The girl.
Oh, it was Tatum.
Tatum, yeah.
Yeah, she kidnapped Tatum and put her in a box. And then just kind of wheeled her around backstage and nobody cared. And I didn't care because I hate the character. But it's like, why did anyone care that she kidnapped her and put her in a box? And she was in a box for like 5 days, you know, put on an airplane in the holding bin or whatever. Like, nobody cared about that. For some reason, that one was like stupid. But nobody caring about The Miz, I don't find that stupid at all. It's just like, it makes it better.
Well, you know, everybody knows that he and Dexter Lumis have some history together. So, you know, maybe everybody thinks it would be justified. You've had to deal with him. You've had to share a locker room with this guy. I mean, it'd be like if something, you know, happened to you and you were kidnapped by a group of Wyatt family members and something happened to you, Ryan.
People would care. That's the difference.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes. After 5 days of you hosting solo, trust me, they'd be trying to find out where the hell I went.
Craig and Vinny got that thing held down pretty good. As long as Granny's around, everything's fine.
By the way, tonight, Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show, it's Granny's 95th birthday party on the show.
This man's a pro.
On the show. So you can watch it at video.f4wonline.com live. And the video site has all of the shows. You can watch all of the shows live in HD, and it's just $9.99 a month. So head up there, video.f4wonline.com. It's through YouTube, and so everyone's on YouTube. But you can watch the party tonight, 95th birthday party, and we got some fun stuff planned, including a Granny's 95th birthday song.
Oh, no.
It'll be opening up the show. I shed a tear when I heard it the first time. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. But the point is, what was the point? Oh, yeah, Miz has been kidnapped. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And he has been told, we're not looking for the final testament. We're looking for you. So I've also, the other reason I don't hate it is because I've argued that Miz needs to join the Wyatts or the final testament. He needs to join one or the other. He needs to grow a beard, grow his hair out, just like a totally different character makeover. We've seen the same Miz since like 2003, 2002. The exact same character, the suit, like the whole gimmick. It's time for a change if he wants to stick around, I believe. So the show opened up with a women's number one contender battle royal. And in the opening segment, they did do a deal where Liv basically told Jade, you do know Bianca's going to turn on you, right? So they are building that up for down the road, as I think everybody knew. And we had this women's number one contender battle royal. And honestly, way better than I expected. Way better than I expected. And the crowd ate it up, and it came down to Io, Lyra, Bianca, and Jade. Bianca and Jade were about to fight, but it got broken up. And then we had Raquel and Liv at ringside, and they yanked Jade and Bianca out of the ring. And that left Io and Lyra, who brawled on the apron. And then Io gives her a bridging German. Lyra falls off the apron to lose, and Io remains in the bridge and celebrates upside down. I thought this was quite good.
Io was awesome. Why Jade and Bianca could get eliminated by two people not even in the match.
No DQs.
So what?
Stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
Stupid, but
whatsoever.
That's the rules. Yeah. Happens in every promotion. It's a dumb rule.
Yeah, really. Like, I can understand if you get, like, thrown out and then you pull the person over. Like, okay, at least you were part of the match. I mean, Raquel and Liv weren't even part of the match.
Then we had the New Day interview and the Miz deal. We all saw that. New Day ends up getting another match with the War Raiders. And, yes, this idiot Woods. Kofi's about to win with the Trouble in Paradise, and this fool tags himself in, gets distracted, gets laid out, hit with the War Machine, and pinned. Do you remember when they got called up and Vince would not allow them to be called the War Machine?
Yes.
And they had to be the Viking. First, it was a Viking Experience.
Express or E-Experience.
The Viking Experience. Dumbest name I've ever heard. Well, they finally got rid of this idiot, and now they are the War Raiders, and they use the War Machine as the finish. So they're double ward now.
Well, I think they wanted War Machine, but there's that whole, like, trademark issue that they would have to deal with.
Hey, that's their finish.
Their actual wrestling name.
That's their finish, the War
Machine.
Yeah,
no, but I think it's a difference between the move name and actually trying to pimp the wrestling name.
Sami Zayn came out for a promo, and long story short, he and Jay and Jimmy had a talk, and Sami said, you know what, when the four of us, when we all worked together to take out that bloodline, that new bloodline, felt like old days. Not gonna lie. Felt pretty special. But then he says a minute later, it all fell apart like it always does. So you know what? I'm out. And he leaves. And Jay stops him and says, all I'm asking is that you come to SmackDown so we can talk this all out like family do. And, of course, Jimmy says, he's not family. Jay says, I was wrong. He's not blood related, but he's family. And everybody chants Sammy Uso. And Sammy's going to be at SmackDown on Friday. And that's going to be a big segment. That Roman Reigns segment this past Friday on SmackDown, so one of those segments, they're not on network TV anymore, but the quarter hour just shot straight up for that segment.
Pitched a tent.
I think it was, I forget what it hit, 1.6 or 1.8 million. Like, it went way up. Okay, here we go. Yeah, the show opened at 1.3 million, which is not all that great. They had a lot of competition. And it stayed at like 1.4 million. And then as soon as Roman showed up, it grew from 1.37 to 1.58 and then fell slightly afterwards and still stayed around the 1.45 million viewer mark afterwards. So he drew a lot of viewers and they stayed. So, yeah, I expect adding Sammy to the mix, it's going to do very well on Friday night. We had a Seth interview. Remember what I was talking about? He wasn't wearing stupid outfits since he came back. Well, he showed me. Boy, did he show me. He was dressed like Mothman, I think.
Mothman?
Yeah, not Batman, Mothman. Stupid outfit. Anyway, he said one day him and Bronson would fight again, and I was like, man, you just dug your own grave, Mothman. And he did. Dragon Lee and Chad Gable. This was like a great match. This was like as good a match as you can have, where you also forget like five spots. I mean, every now and then, they would just both stand and look at each other. It was like, what do we do now? And then they start hitting each other. But like, they're both so great that it was like a really good match. And then Dragon ends up...
It was not a really good match, but I'll
what?
Give him the... I don't know about really good because of some of those botches, but I'll give him the pass that I would love to see this match again one more time of those two working with each other. Give him another shot at it.
So Ivy and Zelina and Ray got involved. The ref's distracted. Ray ends up kicking Chad Gable. Dragon Lee hits the Destino and pins him. Dragon Lee got a win on WWE television. The push has begun. We'll see about that. Gunther did a promo, so he shook Cody's hand after the pay-per-view, and Kaiser's trying to talk about how you were screwed, you, and Gunther stops him and says, hold on a second, Cody and I disagree on a lot of things, but at Crown Jewel, he did not get lucky. He was not undeserving. He was the better man. And, of course, Ludwig's like, what are you talking about? And Gunther says, we both need to do better. So they're teasing a babyface turn, but I think Gunther is just going to do something horribly diabolical and remain heel for the time being. Then the main event, Seth Rollins, Dominic Mysterio, Sheamus, and Damian Priest in a four-way. And they really wanted you to think that Dominic was going to win, because throughout the entire show, every time they talked about this match, whether it was the announcers or Gunther or whoever, it's like, we have three deserving contenders. And also Dominic Mysterio. And so, of course, it built up to the big spot there at the end where everybody gets taken out. And then Dom ends up hitting a frog splash on Sheamus. They count one. They count two. Everyone's screaming. And Priest makes the save. And Dom hits him with a 619, goes up top for the frog splash. Priest catches him. South of Heaven pins him. And so it is Damian Priest versus Gunther. Very likely... for the very first ever Saturday night's main event of the new era, which needs big championship matches. And I don't know, man, maybe Damian wins.
Well, let me ask you a question here, because Survivor Series falls before that. Will we get Gunther and Dominic Mysterio?
Should, because Dominic, hey, maybe that is why Dominic pinned Priest last week.
I have a feeling that's what
Dominic's going to say, I pinned that guy. I won it first.
Three-way that leads into a singles match, rematch, which is kind of a crappy thing to do to a pay-per-view buyer, but the reality is most people, with the way the deal is now and the fact that you're going to have multiple war games on that show, why not go ahead and give that kind of screwy finish on Survivor Series and then have Pierce announce, okay, well, guess what? We're doing this thing again, and it's going to be one-on-one, and it's going to be a Saturday night's main event.
Well, I will say that I don't remember what I was going to say. You just ranted it all out of my mind. Something about...
You know how I
Dominic.
Feel every day.
Oh, I know what it was. It was Saturday Night's Main Event needs something big. And yes. So here are your choices. You probably got a Cody world title defense against Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is not winning the title. So that means you've got this Damian Priest versus Gunther match. And it doesn't seem like Gunther should lose the title, but if they're going to do Gunther and Goldberg, maybe Gunther shouldn't be the champion. Yeah. And you do need something big for this first Saturday night's main event besides just matches. You need to have a title change, because you do not want this to become the old Saturday night's main event. I'm not talking the original. I'm talking the one from the 2000s that, like, nobody cared and nobody watched. Or Battle of the Belts. Like, something's got to happen. So if Damian doesn't win the title, then there has to be the Tiffany Cash-in. There has to be a title change on that show. Tiffany cashing in on Nia might be enough. But something's got to happen. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I just retweeted it on my X at Brian Alvarez. Granny's 95th birthday party will be on the Brian Avini Show tonight. 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. You can sign up. That's 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. Not midnight, 11 Eastern. If you want to watch live, video.f4wonline.com, just $9.99 a month. And, of course, if you sign up but you can't watch live, you can watch the replay afterwards. All the replays go up pretty much within an hour. So check it out, video.f4wonline.com, the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig. No Sean. He works for Cairo 7, and so he has to cover the election tonight. That poor guy.
Yeah, really.
Covering the election instead of Granny's 95th birthday party. But that is tonight, and you can check it out at video.f4wonline.com. And, yeah, no NXT. Man, got to wait till tomorrow.
I know.
That's
rough. Does anyone ever complain that, like, when you're given time, like, is
they complain about everything.
I was going to say, is there somebody that's in, like, St. John's, Newfoundland, who's, like, really upset that you're not saying, you know, you always say 9 p.m. Eastern?
No, because everybody does.
Okay.
If he's in Newfoundland, he knows what this 11 Eastern means. He doesn't need me to explain it
so
to him.
You don't need to say, like, it's 12:30 over in Newfoundland or
no.
Whatever it is?
But in Old Finland, they don't even have TV, so it doesn't matter. Or computers.
No, nothing.
Anything. We're out of time, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!